It is such a big weekend for the Fairfield National Little League squad. Connecticut's Little Leaguers taking on the Mountain Region champs from Las Vegas. It's round two for them in tomorrow's matchup. And this is for the U.S. finals for the Little League World Series. Whoever wins tomorrow's game will then move on to Sunday for the World Series title. And who better to chat with at this point? He's very composed. I'm very impressed with him. The head coach, team manager, who is here with us this morning, and Brian Palazzolo. Thank you so much for giving us the time. And wow, I don't even know. How are you feeling?
Hey, Melissa, good morning. I'm on cloud nine. Couldn't be happier. Team's been playing great. Williamsport is one of the most, it's a special place. It's absolutely manicured and just beautiful grounds. It's top. They do a top notch here.
So, Brian, tell me first of all, when you first got connected with our team here at WICC, and this was before you guys had advanced to go to Williamsport, did you have any inkling that you guys would get this far?
That I'd be doing radio calls and having my team trying to be prepared for Saturday, the United States Championship. No, not at all. Definitely, we've always been a very good team, but to get to this point, there was no looking ahead. Every team is so good, and I don't take anybody for granted. So, one step at a time, all the way here.
Going into this matchup against Las Vegas, I call it round two because you guys obviously beat them earlier this week, 7-3.
Right. Yep.
Do you feel like you have an advantage in knowing the strengths of your opponents going into tomorrow's game?
Yes and no. It is nice to like actually play a team already. But we take it one game at a time. We'll do our homework tonight and try, because it'll be a different pitcher for them, different pitcher for us. So it'll be a new game. Familiarity, I guess. You know who can hit, but we scout and we watch enough tape that we know who's who on pretty much every team.
Mm. So I'm curious. Again, we've got the head coach and team manager here, Brian Palazzolo. And we've got our Fairfield national team, just unbelievable. I mean, the last time we got this far for Connecticut was in 2013 with the Westport team. So as you can imagine, Coach, obviously you're there in Williamsport. Let me tell you, back here in Connecticut, people are going nuts. I mean, we've got watch parties going on. We've got people going into restaurants and clubhouses saying, hey, why aren't you playing any of the Little League Worlds here? I mean, it's taken over. And I'm curious what you think about that.
So grateful. The calls, the texts is from people that I haven't spoken to or had contact with in years, reaching out just, congratulations, I'm all in. You know, it's really, you know, you get humbled how much we've made people joy in the area, not just Fairfield, but the Connecticut, New York, the whole metro region. It's been great. I have like college roommates coming, I think from New Jersey, all the way. There's a couple that might come from Rhode Island, but we're just, Saturday is going to be absolutely electric here.
And another thing too, Brian, is my understanding is in essentially, again, I had Diego Delon on the show and he was saying, look, when you get to the nitty gritty of it, we're talking about, these are volunteers, you included, running this team. This is essentially almost a, you know, kind of like a rec team turned into now national icons. I mean, when you look at these kids, 12 years old and on national television, just dominating. I mean, what is that sort of like? You know, when you go into this season, you know, you're just sort of like, hey, we're playing the game. We want these kids to learn skills. We want them to be a team. But I mean, to then be at this level as a volunteer, essentially, and for these kids at almost like a rec level turned almost pro overnight, what is that like?
It's actually really funny. Like, it started, a lot of them have Instagram accounts, and they had like 20 followers when it started. Even when we like when we got to Williamsport, it was following each other, their parents following. Now some of them are like have a few thousand fans and they're signing autographs and taking selfies all day long. Like you walk the complex here, it's like, oh my goodness, you're such and such. Can I get a sure, no problem. Like I didn't think in a million years I'd be giving autographs and taking selfies with people.
Right? I mean, I'm sorry, Brian. I don't mean to blow up your spot, but listen, especially depending on what happens this weekend, Dan Hurley, watch out. I think most popular coach might go to you and for a little bit in Connecticut. I'm just saying.
No, I like Dan. Dan's the man. Let's try to keep him around for as long as we can.
I mean, but Bry's the guy. I'm just saying. I mean, right? Listen, I'm just saying. It's really impressive what you guys are doing and how... How is that with managing a bunch of 12-year-olds? At the end of the day, you're still talking about a bunch of preteens right now.
Sure, absolutely. You know, it does not just me. I have two incredible assistant coaches, Dave Greiga and Tom Curley. I have other parents that do a lot of, like, scouting for us, help me out, give me some statistics, and it definitely – it's not just one person sitting here crunching numbers, watching video. There's a lot of us behind the scenes that should get the credit that's due to them.
Well, I think you could tell you've got an incredible team, obviously, running this team. But let's also talk about the talent on your team. You've got siblings on your team. That's a total threat.
Yep.
I mean, you have stardom all across the board.
Yeah, like our guys at the top of the lineup, Luca, SJ, Jimmy, Tommy, they've been incredible players for a really long time. Like, and to start showing the United States how good they really are, it's really special. I'm blown away. They've been playing great. Everybody's contributed. Top to bottom, some way. We've gotten big hits, incredible defense. Our guys have pitched so well, limiting teams that have scored tons of runs all year. And being able to shut them down is great.
So, Brian, with the hope that Las Vegas, who's, by the way, behind us, so that's a good thing, in the sense that their time is behind us. I don't think anyone from Las Vegas is listening right now, so they're not going to hear what you're saying until it's too late.
Okay.
What do you think will make it happen tomorrow? What is going to seal the deal for Fairfield to move on? Because, I mean, we've got the talent. We know this. But what do you think will make the difference to win?
Yeah, three little things, you know. Our pitching and defense is some of the best in the country. I'll start with those two. And if we don't chase and stay in our zone at the batter's box, I think and be able to grab a few barrels off the ball, we'll be able to come away victorious. Don't chase.
Yeah. I mean, the last couple of games, they've been real nail biters. I mean, real comebacks for Fairfield. And I'm wondering, how do you get these kids to keep that kind of exposure? Because it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, these kids are unfazed. They are gamers. They don't, you know. I think that was the first time we were down three runs all summer. But they don't. Three runs isn't gonna phase us. SJ settled down and got eight consecutive outs, kept us in the game. We were able to score a few and tack on to our big seventh district. But they could be, up until the first pitch of the game, they'd be happy to just be tackling, wrestling, fighting each other, and just laughing. And then once the umpire says play ball, it's between the lines. They're ready to go.
That's amazing. Oh, yeah. Well, I know we're going to be cheering them on. Obviously, everybody here in Connecticut I speak for when we say incredibly proud.
This is one of my favorite Saturdays of the year at Porch Fest and Black Rock. But sorry, we're going to miss this year. It'll be my first one. I remember.
Are you really sorry, though? I feel like you have a really good reason.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I mean, it's. I wouldn't be surprised if when you go to Porch Fest, anybody out there that's going, that they don't have the TVs pulled out on the porches, also showing it while people, you know, just keep the volume down, but they're watching the game while listening to the music. I think that's a great combo.
I've had a whole bunch of people reach out around the TVs, and the projectors are going outside, and it's gonna be rocking down there. So hopefully we'll make everybody happy and come away with a victory, ready for Sunday.
Well, I can tell you, we obviously are hoping for a win tomorrow. We would love to win this whole thing. But I'm just saying, Bri the guy, let me tell you, we are already so insanely proud. I mean, talk about making Connecticut proud nationally, and especially in a world where it's very hard to find good news. Your team is doing more than that, more than their fair share. So we thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It means a lot. And John, I was live on the air. We didn't have to do it pre-record, and it's an honor. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And listen, Bri, since I have you here, John will still be off on Monday. So depending on, regardless of what happens this weekend, love to have you back on Monday morning to kind of recap.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
Perfect.
We'll link up over the weekend. Thank you. You
guys might be stealing bases, but I think I'm stealing John's guest from him. I am. I think we just took the head coach. I think that's what happened. Brian, I appreciate you, and good luck tomorrow. We'll be rooting you guys on.
Thanks, Melissa. Have a nice day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You too.